The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Green, Steph Curry, D'Anthony, Melton, what a game for him. Andrew Wiggins playing defense and hustling and showing a lot of energy. And I hope you bought stock in the two-way wigs because he's playing his ass off. We didn't even know if he was going to go last night with the lower back strain, but he gutted it out and he defended Luka as well as you could defend him. You're not going to stop him from scoring, but can you make it difficult? And Luka went 2 of 10. Kuminga and Buddy Love off the bench. Buddy Hield, Buddy Buckets, Buddy Love. I don't give a damn. Buddy is getting buckets right now with 14 points. And 16 from Kuminga. I'm telling you, Shasky, I'm feeling this. I'm feeling this team right now. I don't know how good they're going to be. I'm not saying they're going to win a championship at all. I don't even know if this is going to be the final roster. What is Mike Dunleavy going to do? Because, like good organizations, the phone lines are always open. They're always looking to strike. You heard Windhorse last week saying the Warriors have an itchy trigger finger. I haven't heard from Joe Lacob to start the season. He's laying in a cut. He's got the beard growing. He's sitting there scratching his beard saying, what do I do? What do I do? I got a team that's 9-2 right now.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm just feeling really good about the style of play, the balance in offense. They're taking care of the basketball. Draymond's barking at everybody. Steve Kerr's pushing all the right buttons. Looking at the landscape of the Western Conference, man, this team's a problem. This team's going to be a problem for a lot of teams in the West this season. I'm feeling good right now.
It's a long year.
It's a long year.
All right? It's a long, long year. That being said, what do you think I think?
I don't know what you think.
The Celtics, Oklahoma City, and the Mavericks in a four-game stretch. What does Bonte Hill think Joe Shasky thinks this morning?
I think you're on cloud nine
after
right
Steph
now.
Curry hit multiple shots late, turned into the camera like it was personal, and basically put the Golden State jersey up and was yelling God knows what. I don't know. All you lip readers, I don't know what he was yelling.
We're going to get the Legends audio soon. We're going to get, you know, how they go behind the scenes and get the audio on the court, Legends kick out. We'll get that soon because somebody's going to figure it out. But that jersey pop with the Golden State Warriors,
Bonte, that felt think about it. Personal.
And it was on TNT.
That was a shot across the bow.
Well, it was on TNT, so you know Charles Barkley's watching. And there's no doubt Steph Curry and company heard Charles Barkley go to a commercial break the first week of the season. Yeah, the Golden State Warriors are going to be trash. Yeah, they're trash. They're going to suck.
Been doubting us
and
for
now Barkley's
years.
Watching and saying, uh-oh. This is East San Francisco, the entire Bay Area, with Deebo Samuel, Slick Rick, Ricky Pearsall in attendance. P-Lo's in the building. Ryan Coogler's in the building with a Captain Clay hat with his lovely wife. The who's who with the stars is out there the last night, and they're saying, hey, Bonte, hey, Mully, hey, Fezzi, you tell Shasky this team is for real. And Dub Nation out there in Thrive City who are listening, hey, we're listening to the roast. This team is going to win 50. And you know what people say? You've been bramming everybody. That O'Day player you keep talking about, Bonte, he was right. They're going to win 55 this year. Well, I don't know about that. But I noticed Steve Kerr's pressing all the right buttons, and they're off to a hot start. I'm thinking they're going to be 13-3 after the next five.
Here's the part that I'm most encouraged. Like, obviously, the style of play, the joy, the connectivity, the camaraderie.
Shasky, you know what I love? It's that's all good. It's the trapping and the scrapping and the diving on the floor for loose balls and deflections.
But Bonte,
and picking up 94 feet, defensively said, we're going to just out-scrap you.
It's one thing to have all those things. They've also faced adversity.
Yep.
Like, that's where I was going with it. Like, Steph's missed some time, you know, and Wiggins has missed a couple of games. And Kuminga was, at first, you know, probably a little upset that he had to go to the bench. Has anyone said a peep?
No.
Has he said a peep? Have you seen anybody bad body language?
You know what you've seen? You've seen Kuminga play even better. He's
17,
and raise his game to another level.
Yeah, since going to the bench, as a reserve, 17-plus points a game and shooting over 50% from the field. So, no, he's been amazing. And, like, Pods has been low-key kind of weak, right? Like, and like all these little things. It's not like everyone on the entire roster is playing lights out.
No.
Milton's missed time. So to me, like, the encouraging thing is not only are they stacking wins and they playing a great brand of ball, and it's not like they haven't had some things not go their way.
Right.
You know, the schedule was not favorable. What was favorable? Guys missing from other teams. Like, I'll acknowledge that. Things have bounced their way in terms of who they've played, when they've played them, guys missing. But all you can control is your effort level. And right now, I'm watching a team that feels like a team. And there was this picture that used to be up in the rear in the locker room. Together, everyone achieves more. And that's the team, you know, algorithm, if you will, where it's spelt out. And it really, truly feels like they've built a team. And I have to give credit not only to Draymond Green for kind of galvanizing himself and looking himself in the mirror, but also Dunleavy and Steph Curry to put together this team and for them to make it work. Great leadership from the front office and the franchise's greatest player because he has led the way.
No, and don't forget about Jerry Stackhouse and Terry Stotts. I hear what Draymond Green said with Tim Roy after the game last night about their defensive game plan.
Stackhouse, and that's Stack's defense. You know, it's been my defense for years, but that's Stack's defense. I've never seen. Mike Brown took so much pride in the defensive end, and Stackhouse beats him by a long shot. We're just trying to operate his defense, execute his defense the way we're capable of, and me being the anchor of that, got to hold it down.
Jerry Stackhouse, that's his defense. And those moves, those subtle moves, that the Warriors made, not only on the court with Buddy Hield and D'Anthony Melton and Kyle Anderson. You remember how excited I was about D'Anthony Melton. If his back could hold up, you got a steal here. Because I always wondered, why the hell did Memphis trade him? Why did they trade him? That's their problem, not ours. But the additions of Terry Stotts and the additions of Jerry Stackhouse defensively, they have some new wrinkles. They are trapping and doubling, and these teams don't even know where it's coming from. And I do believe that's sustainable. To hear Draymond Green say, for years, this was my defense. This is all Stack's defense, and I'm just trying to be the anchor of it. Everything's come together beautifully. And guess what? They're still working the fall lines. You believe the Warriors, they're trying to get better. Because there's going to be a point, and Willie keeps saying this. This league is up for grabs this year. Boston doesn't look like a clear-cut favorite to me in that style of play. The New York Knicks are beatable. Philadelphia is beatable. The Mavericks are going to be beatable.
Philadelphia's in shambles.
They're in shambles right now. They'll get healthy, though. They'll make a run. There's no doubt. They'll make a run.
I'm skeptical.
We'll see about it. But this league is wide open.
Oh, that I agree with.
And if you get Draymond and Steph back into a seven-game series, it's hard to bet against these guys. They've stacked a lot of postseason wins, so there could be something happening in the Western Conference. Somebody's going to strike a deal quick.
So now Stackhouse is like Lord Vic Fangio or Dick LeBeau?
He's D'Amico.
D'Amico? I was going to say maybe Belichick Fortuna. No, like seriously, we need a good nickname for Stack.
We don't need a nickname. We just call him Stackhouse. And we know what he's about. I'm just hoping Stack doesn't get a job next year from somebody.
Well, let's worry about this year. I look at Terry Stotts, and it was late in the fourth quarter of the OKC game, and OKC's going on a run, and Stotts stands up, walks over to Steve Kerr. Now, I'm lip reading. He goes, you got a timeout left. We should use it, or something to that effect. And then Steve Kerr's like, all right, nodded his head, and then hit the timeout. And I had said it in the group, like, we need a timeout right here, guys. And they fired off the timeout. Having a guy who was a former head coach for as long as he was, It does. Like,
it helps.
You need that validation from someone else on that bench because you're kicking around ideas. Look, a coach throughout a game is second guessing themselves on everything. And they're going the yin and the yang on every decision. And so to have someone else either validate or go against you or challenge you or whatever it is, I think that that helps. And I'm with you. Stack and Stotts have been welcome additions.
Well, what the Warriors wanted to do was add a former coach. And they had one in Katie Atkinson, so you want to replace him with a former coach. So you get that in Terry Stotts. And he's going to throw his little offensive wrinkles. They had a great offensive basketball up in Portland. They played great offensive basketball, I should say. Then he wanted a former player, which he hadn't had on the staff in a while. Remember, they had Luke Walton.
It's true.
They had Willie Green. They had Aaron Miles.
One of the Collinses.
One of the Collins. Jaren Collins. So you had a former player.
Yeah.
Now you get Stackhouse, who was a former All-NBA player and an All-Star. A lot of players know who Jerry Stackhouse is. He was a high flyer. We know him from North Carolina. So you get the former player, the former coach, and you get Chris DeMarco and Q Frazier back up in their positions there where they're really good assistants. And you get Ron Adams there as a defensive consultant. Now, all of a sudden, Steve Kerr's got a staff. Dunleavy's pulling all the right strings, requesting it to Steve Kerr. Hey, maybe we shake up the coach staff a little bit here. So for Draymond to acknowledge, this is Stack's defense. And right now, Stack's defense has them in the top five in a lot of defensive categories.
Crazy.
And if you want to win championships in this league, you need to have top five offense and defense. And the offense is connected to the defense, and defense connected to the offense, leading to wide open threes. I just can't get it. You saw it right away, Shasky. The trapping.
I know.
Kyrie Irving, even though Kyrie was solid, and he's a great shot maker.
Kyrie's solid.
He's unbelievable.
You watched me watching the game back, and what did I say? How many times?
Well, I always fear Kyrie.
Kyrie is unreal.
Even though he went 8-13 and he scored a 21, I never felt like he got into the full rhythm of the game.
I would agree with
because
that.
The Warriors were pestering him all over the place, putting a body on him, hacking him, full court, traps, doubles, get the ball out of his hands. And they forced Luka and Kyrie to a combined 10 turnovers. They each have five. That's Stackhouse. That's Draymond anchoring. That's Wiggins getting up on your ass and playing two-way wigs type of defense. And that's Kuminga coming in off the bench saying, let me get a piece of Luka too. Everything's coming together here. They deserve a lot of credit for putting this team together. They're 9-2 right now.
I think the number one thing, when you saw a glimpse of that closing lineup, it was like, okay, Melton can stay healthy, and that the threading the needle on the health for Melton and Wiggins is vital. But if they can stay healthy, wow. Like, because Melton is a defender who's smart, who can ball handle in the half court, can knock down shots. You cannot lay off him. You saw him hit the three. Then you got JK, so you got the athleticism. Yeah. Wiggins gives you a little bit of everything, and he's going to guard whoever the dude is on the other team who's just the perimeter beast. And then you let Draymond be Draymond.
Yeah.
I thought that having that glimpse of that closing lineup, I was like, all right, I see it.
You see something.
I see it.
D'Anthony Melton, kind of like Otto Porter Jr., can he remain healthy? Can you keep him healthy? Now, Otto Porter Jr. was a little, you know, obviously he had a lot more years under his belt.
Yeah.
But remember KC, was it KC Johnson from NBCS Chicago,
that's
maybe?
Right. You're right.
We had him on in the offseason. Said, what about Otto Porter Jr.? He goes, if he's healthy, this is one of the steals of the offseason. And Otto Porter Jr., he wasn't lying.
I loved Otto Porter Jr.
Now, D'Anthony Melton, you know, from day one, I was like, Cheska, I like this move a lot, man. Lifetime 37% three-point shooter. He hits two yesterday after hitting five at OKC, and he's rebounding, and he's defending. If that back could hold up and you could get to the playoffs and you got it Melton, again, in that Western Conference semifinal series with Memphis a couple years ago, Melton was getting into it with Poole and Steph, and I said, man, this guy, they need to play him more. I remember saying that in real time, and they traded him to Philadelphia, and I said, they traded the wrong guy. You shouldn't have traded Dylan Brooks. You keep a guy like this. Well, as D. Wright said yesterday, he's an L.A. guy, and I know the Clippers are fishing at D'Anthony Melton, too. They wanted some Melton in their life. Well, the Warriors are able to steal him at $12 million for a year, and this may be a great, great – we talk about Buddy Hield being a bargain. D'Anthony Melton's more of a complete player than Buddy, and I like what Buddy's doing. I'm not trying to diminish what Buddy's done yet. But Melton, as a two-way player, just completes the starting lineup. You get a little defense and offense.
Well, and it does feel, I mean, you've had the Boston game. OKC got, in the words of Bonte, a little hairy down the stretch. And then this one, everybody says you got to have two stars. You got to have two stars. Down the stretch, having just the one star does make things clear. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I wouldn't take another star. I'm just saying that, like, in the half court, like, understanding, hey, Curry's got to get the ball. That doesn't mean he has to take the shot. I'm just saying it starts and ends with him. There is some singularity with that. I think there's some positivity.
I think in 2014-15, even though Klay made an all-star game in New York City, I don't know if he was considered a star quite yet.
No.
It was like Steph, you know. And
I would agree with
you. You know what I mean? Yes. And you get what I'm going, but Steph, Klay was obviously the number two.
We retroactively slapped him as a superstar. Right. I don't think he had arrived to that
degree.
No,
he hasn't arrived yet, but he made the all-star, though. He was on the come up, no doubt about that. But this team definitely having Steph knowing that he's going to have the ball. And again, I don't ever want to hear an editor. Not that I hear it anymore, but the whole narrative that he wasn't clutch, think about how stupid that was. People that was riding with that and running with that saying, oh, he ain't really that clutch. Really?
Well, like, you just saw Dwayne Wade get a statue for the this is my house moment. I mean, he's had so many of them. That's a statue-esque moment for Steph on Klay night, for crying out loud.
Screaming into the camera like that.
I've never seen him act like that.
With the veins popping out. Yeah, he wants it. He's feeling it
game
right now.
Game four in Boston, he didn't even react like that.
Just listen to his post-game pressers. We had him on twice in a week on NBC Sports, and you could tell he's in his bag. He's thinking about this team, and he told us all. He gave us a warning shot this summer. Let me see where we're at. Can we stay relevant?
I'm not trying to start anything. I'm not. I'm just saying I'm watching him do that and put the Golden State out, and it's like, oh my God, this is so deeply personal to him. All of it. Just everything. Oh,
yeah. No doubt.
Everything.
No doubt it is.
This is all deeply personal. I'm not trying to wedge anything amongst anyone, and I respect everybody involved, all right? Klay, Dre, Warriors front office.
I'm telling you.
It was deeply personal.
I'm telling you, the first possession, we're sitting there in the tunnel, and the first possession, and I got to tip that the first possession would go to Klay Thompson, post up, whatever it was.
You got a tip? So wait, someone walked over to you, hit you in the elbow, saying, hey, I got a tip.
Well, when I'm making the rounds at Chase Center, the pregame routine, and you know, you kind of know some people, and yo, you know the first place going to Klay, right?
Hey,
not a King's Tell. Not a King's Tell. You can pot it down. Pot it down. I'm done.
No.
I'm done.
Keep it up.
No, I'm done.
So the king is walking around his palace.
Oh. It's done.
Milish, you're walking around your palace at Chase Center.
I just said, I got a tip that first possession was going to go to Klay Thompson on post up. And Steph Curry fouled him. He was like, yeah, I'm not letting him score.
Was it the master of coin or the master of whispers that let you know? Varys' little birds? Raymond Ritter's little birds?
Raymond Ritter's little birds!
Raymond Ritter had nothing to do with that. You guys trying to clown, man.
No, we're having fun with it.
I know, I'm trying to clown, man. Just trying to get y'all some
game. Winter is coming. I don't know if you know this. Winter is coming.
Winter is game. Just trying to educate y'all, man. Come to some games. Start talking to some people. Shaking some hands. Maybe you'll get some insight like this.
All right, Bonte of House Hill.
You guys want to stay on your couches, not go to the gym.
Bonte of House Hill.
You know? Come to the gym every now and then. It's all right.
What would your little like symbol be because of the dire wolf for the Starks? What's Bonte Hill? The House Hill. What is your
Gucci
picture?
Gucci is my symbol.
Yeah. Sigil. Gucci.
Thank you. No, I couldn't find the word.
Versace.
What is it? A sigil?
A sigil, yeah.
Sigil. What would my sigil be? Oh my! It'd be Steph Curry's face screaming.
Steph's face.
That's my sigil.
It'd be like your face doing the oh baby.
That'd be a good sigil.
Or the panic meter face.
I like the word sigil. The panic face. Hey,
that'd
panic
be pretty funny.
Well, the arrogance meter's gonna be coming out soon. Oh. That's where we're at.
Oh,
the arrogance meter will be coming out soon.
I should get royalties on the panic meter.
No, you shouldn't. That was my thing.
Oh, my God.
That was my thing.
Well, how's it your thing when you literally rip me every single day for like 5 years straight?
Yeah, that was like you're panicking. And I was like, we got a panic meter. That was my thing. What do you mean?
Yeah, but it should be my face up there.
No, your face shouldn't be up there.
Why not?
I don't know. His face is more panic sometimes.
No, I'm not putting his face up there. I'm trying to keep viewers on TV. No, oh, not lose them.
I mean, come on. Just give me a little love. This is a little drop.
See this guy?
Steph Curry. It's personal.
You like sometimes, like my fiance, you know, you give them some free stuff and then
I know everything. You know,
they want to ask for more things and more things and more things. Like Baby Chess, hey, we already got all the toys. You got your Barbie van, got your Barbie spa. Oh, wait, now you want more? Now you want more? Wait, you want
can
more
I get
players?
A feature on your album? That's
this,
all.
This
like,
guy,
you know, one, one
see, so I say 16 all that
bars?
To say,
the Panic Meter featuring Joe Shasky.
Literally on Sunday. The first 3 minutes of the Toyota Warriors post game live, Shasky gets a name drop within the first 3 minutes of the show. Not 95-70 game, not Anna, not Baby Chaz, not Lubman, Joe Shasky. Joe Shasky name gets dropped every other show. and it's not appreciated. You know, you see what I'm dealing with there? No, I give them love all the time.
You know, Mully knows the streets, and the streets know that Shasky's real.
Get greedy.
I do always see your name on the post-game show, Shasky, because they have the little byline at the bottom. Listen to more about this game on the Morning Roast with Bonta Hill and Joe Shasky.
Right there, bold letters.
It is, honestly, bold I'm not going to lie to you.
Fooled on that.
It's a pinch-me moment every time I see it.
I always think of you when I see it.
And he's begging for more.
I always want more.
It's never enough.
Who doesn't want more?
It's never enough.
You know?
I think we all want more in life.
So he wants his face on my petting meter. He wants his face on my panic meter.
It's my panic meter. We are panicking.
It's mine because you guys are panicking when I told you not to panic. They're going to win a championship, and you guys are freaking out about the Memphis Grizzlies. I tell you, the frauds, they're going to beat them in six. And what happened? They beat them in six.
Hey, the king said it. It is said, so it is written.
It is written. Go check the audio, damn it. I'm off, no sleep.
That's the old station. We don't have that anymore.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure Ernie Chavez is out there. He can find some things.
I don't know. I haven't heard from Ernie in a while.
We can find some things. Yeah. Oh, yeah. YouTube chat. I thought it was coming back. It's not coming back yet?
Yeah.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.